Welcome home, neighbors.
This is the Austin family
from Sandusky, Ohio,
owners at Copper Creek, and you're listening to My DVC Points.
Parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed, your fast passes are booked, pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 129 of the My DVC Points podcast. In today's episode, we're picking right back up in the new member series. Derek and Marissa from DVC Resale Market, our sponsors, are here to join us and share some of their perspectives from selling both as a direct guide and selling resale. I recruited them in because they've got both sides of this equation and they'll really be able to help you guys make an informed and educated decision here as well. The entire new member series can be found at idvcpoints.com/new member. While you're on the website, I'd like you to also go to the show notes for today's show, idvcpoints.com/129. We intended to do one episode, but our notes got a little bit fuzzy and we got a little bit chatty in today's episode. So you will get a part B to this that'll air in January 2021. But the other factor is here, some of our numbers got a little confusing. And that's all my fault because sometimes in the numbers, I started to look at what I saved from buying three Bay Lake contracts. Sometimes I did it as one. And then my notes on annual passes were a little bit off as well. But we got all of that fixed over in the show notes, idvcpoints.com/129. Let's jump into today's show. Welcome to our top four benefits of buying resale show. I'd like to welcome back to the show, Derek and Marissa and Jake. Let me ask you guys, how long have you been a DVC member? Where's your home resorts? And a little bit about your DVC experience.
All right. Well, hi, everyone. My name is Marissa. I own at Polynesian and Saratoga Springs. Quick snapshot about me. I am from California originally and went to school down in Southern California. I needed an internship, so working at Disney sounded like the perfect opportunity. So I did the college program at Disneyland. I started there in shows and parades, which was one of the best jobs in the whole world. And then I got asked to do a contract on Disney Cruise Line. So I went out thinking it would be about a 6-month contract. I stayed out there for about 6 years. I met my husband out there and we cruised around the world and sailed on all the Disney ships. And it was actually during my time there where I really got to know a little bit more about Disney Vacation Club. My family had been members, but I didn't know kind of the ins and outs. So I learned a lot about that through the team out there because the Disney Vacation Club team will sail and present out there. And I thought, you know what? This is a really cool opportunity to help families vacation in a better way. So I joined the Disney Vacation Club team. My husband and I relocated to Orlando, working for Disney World, and loved doing that. Quickly jumped back on the ships and joined the cruise team, which is actually where I met Derek. We had the opportunity to do some really special events, member cruises. It was an awesome time. And then my husband and I decided we were going to have a little boy. So that kind of changed things. Working on the ships wasn't going to be quite as easy. So I tried to figure out my next best steps and Disney Vacation Club was fantastic, but I closed that chapter and jumped over to DVC Resale Market. My husband and I have actually been friends with Nick for many years. So we joined his team, or I joined his team, and it allowed me to have the opportunity to be a little bit more flexible with my schedule, being a new mom, and love it here on the resale side. As Derek always says, it's really awesome to be able to help families on both the buying and selling side. I am now the marketing and sales director over here and love what I do.
What a fancy title. Derek. I'm sitting next to someone fancy.
I was going to say, top that, Derek.
Just going to say, wow. I don't know. My name is Derek and I like to sell timeshare. Yeah, can't compete with that, but. My name is Derek, and I am also a cast member here at the DVC Resale Market. My Disney love began way back when I got married at Walt Disney World, all the way back in 1996 at the Wedding Pavilion. So I've always been a huge Disney fan. Then I became the marketing manager for Disney Parks and Resorts up there in Chicago. Then did that for almost a decade and then found out the Disney Vacation Club, which I became a member in 1998 at the Boardwalk, was opening up in 2007, their first ever preview center where you could learn about DVC outside of a Disney park. So it was actually in a huge mall outside of Chicago. Fantastic. We had a terrific run there for 5 years. It was just a great, great experience. I know you guys definitely, because I've heard from your listeners, folks that have been to that store and bought from that store, Doorway to Dreams. So it was a great experience. And then I was able to join the cruise team. So I was able to do close to 100 cruises or more, where I got to know Marissa. And like we said, we did a bunch of member cruises together, which was fantastic. Sailing the world, teaching people about the magic of Disney Vacation Club and visiting the beautiful Nassau at least every other week, which, you know, you can't beat that. And then like Marissa, kind of the stars aligned. I have two beautiful boys and it was time to spend time with them. So I was able to join up with Nick, who I've known for a super long time and able to take part in this team for a couple of years now. And it's like Marissa said, it's the absolute best of both worlds because A, I get to work next to Marissa with her fancy title and we live right down the street from each other. But B, most importantly, we get to help people. So we get to help people save a ton of money, which I know we're going to talk about, and also help those folks that are looking to sell be able to sell their membership. So it really is a fantastic team over here. So we are truly, truly blessed this holiday season. So happy holidays to you guys.
Oh, thanks for joining us. I actually recruited the big guns for this show, okay?
When do they show up, Chad?
Right? They already have, Derek, right?
Oh, God, that's us.
Right? So we're counting on you, okay?
Yeah, there's one big gun. You're the biggest gun. I just heard about your title. I'm so impressed.
Well, no, it's because I wanted to bring in people who have not only bought and sold, but we've got former direct guides with us that are now selling resale, so you guys know all sides of this equation.
That's exactly what I love to tell people that too. So when we first start talking to them, I'm like, listen, we know all sides of the fence here, which is, you know, nothing that really no other company can say. So we're not here to sell you one way or the other. If it works for you to buy direct, we'll tell you to buy direct. But we want you to make sure you have all the facts, do your research before you make your decision. So that's a great point, Chad.
That is the heartbeat of this show. We interview people, we host conversations so that people can make informed and educated decisions about what's best for their family. And that's ultimately what we want, because if we ever take our eyes off serving people and doing what's best for them, it's a recipe for long-term failure. I think you guys are really successful so far. This show has been really successful with this approach, and that's kind of the heartbeat of it. Now, joining us as well, I have Jake from the DVC Newscast team. So how you doing today, Jake?
I'm doing well. I'm really happy to be here to talk about one of my favorite things, which is resell. I am already 3 contracts in. I started when I was 18 in 2016. I went over at Saratoga Springs, the Poly, and Animal Kingdom Lodge, and it's been great ever since. And as Chad has said, I'm a co-host on the DVC Newscast, as well as the Community Hall on Sundays. I'm actually one of the few people on this show that don't have a blue card. I am a 100% virtual white card holder because I bought after the April 2016 mark. So it's a little bit of a unique story, but we'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah, and it was a little difficult to find one of you guys, okay?
I bet.
Jake's proud of it, Chad.
I'm telling you, he is, right? And my name is Chad, and I have bought 7 contracts through DVC Resale Market and now sold 2 and of actively flipping another one. So I have both sides of this as well, direct, resale. I'm a huge fan of both. I like enough direct points to unlock the blue cards. But if you look into my DVC portfolio, so to speak, the vast majority of my points are resale. And they all came from the great folks at the DVC Resale Market as well. So I can tell you for a fact and is pure testimonial, being on both the buyer and the seller side, these guys are awesome. And that's why we have them as partners for this show. So that being said and done, let's jump into the top 4 benefits of buying resale. Number 1, you save a lot of money. Number 2, you can help another Disney family out that needs to sell. Number 3, some of the older, smaller resorts that are difficult to get direct may be readily available in resale. And number 4, this is my specialty, exit strategy. Let's jump into this. Jake, why don't you lead us off with this first one?
All right. So you mentioned the first one is you save a lot of money. So when you go on the resale market from a buyer's perspective, you can save up to 50% off of direct pricing. If you see right now, if you go on the DVC website, Aulani's selling at about $195, and on the resale market, you can go ahead and purchase that with an average of 94. And personally, I have actually saved over $26,000 between all three of my contracts by going the resale route. So definitely saves you a lot of money, which you can use on other things when you're at Disney World. And it's also a really good value.
And I have an example, and I ended up buying this through Nick because Marissa, you had just joined the team right about the time I had closed.
You know what was funny, Chad? You were buying while I was doing my training. So Nick was using you as an example of like how to write contracts, all of this stuff. So actually, that's how I got my first introduction to you. You didn't even know.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that, right? Yeah.
He said, this guy's going to wind up buying like 10 contracts from us. Just
it's
wait.
It's going to be super easy, so I'll show you how to do it.
See, well, it was your pixie dust that led to that massive amount of buying.
There's some magic right? for me there.
Right? But no, I'm just going to dive into like one of these contracts, okay? So, for example, I bought 160-point Bay Lake through you guys. And there's three important numbers that I can summarize this up. In January of 2017, I paid $105 for that contract. Direct was $185. And today, the resale value is right between them at about $145. Doesn't that sound about right for a Bay Lake?
Yeah, actually, it's gone up probably this last month. Our average sales you'll probably see next month are going to be $150s.
Wow. So that is the huge reason of buying resale. Yeah. And just doing the math on that, I saved $21,600 from buying resale. 21 grand. Like, wrap your head around that, folks. Okay. When I go to explain this to people, I ask them, how long does it take you to go to work, earn a paycheck, pay all your life expenses, and then what's left after you've paid all of the life expenses and bills to put $21,000 in the bank? How long does that take you? For most of us, that's a significant amount of time, but that's what I say from buying resale. So that is like the number one hook and draw. Derek, Marissa, you guys see people do this all day long, every day.
Right. And honestly, so I think a lot of times people get so caught up in the benefits, which I know we're going to get to in a bit, but one of the biggest, if we're going to go through all the benefits and all the reasons to buy direct, to be honest with you, the biggest savings that you're going to find is that annual pass, being able to buy the gold annual pass. A lot of people will say, I want the annual pass discount. It's not technically a discount. It's just the opportunity to buy the gold versus having to buy the platinum. The platinum's still going to have more benefits, but right now it's probably about like $180 savings. On average, usually it's about $150 less to buy the gold than it is to buy the platinum. So a family of four in your scenario, Chad, if there's a family of four saving $21,000 and it's $150 savings per person, it's still going to take them 35 years of buying an annual pass every single year to even break even. So, and that's the biggest benefit you're going to get on that direct side. So I think that just to kind of give it some perspective, you're not going to know, number one, if those benefits are going to continue. But also, like you said, the value of money over time. Is it going to be worth investing that $21,000 into buying direct now just to get that $150 savings on an annual pass versus what can you do with that $21,000 or what can you buy with those points in terms of what you're saving?
That's a really fun way of doing that. And if you guys go to my resort wiki, mydvcpoints.com, just go up in the upper right-hand corner to the resort wiki. If you select one of the DVC resorts, if you look right at the top of the page, I have a resale summary and I update this every single month. Bay Lake today, you're going to save 37.5% off retail. And then you looked at it as an annual pass deal, but I actually had a little fun with this and said, how many free Mickey bars do you have to eat to break even on that blue card? And then I put this out there and then DVC raised it from 100 to 125 and like made me go rework my formulas. Okay.
The nerve
keep
of
it. Keep on reworking that because next
year
it's going to be 150.
Thinking of you, Chad, when they did that.
I'm telling you, but even if you could buy just 125 points, it's an $8,800 difference right now.
Right.
And you got to eat 1,547 Mickey bars to break even.
Oh, wow.
That's at least a couple weeks time.
Yeah.
Just a couple weeks.
Not to mention all the treadmill time after that. Good right. Lord, right?
Well, I mean, then you've got the Peloton membership, and how much is that going to cost? And our break even goes out the window.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah, I'm telling you. But I mean, that's, you know, a little micro fun example. And it's not fair to just look at Mickey bars or just annual passes, because there's a lot of little different ways that you could look at this. But the bottom line of it is, think about what are you saving in resale? And are you really going to be able to make that up in benefits?
Right. Well, and I think so too, Chad, is that, you know, something important that I love to tell all the guests that, you know, I'm blessed to be able to speak with is also, yes, you're saving money. Because people always say, you know, so besides saving money, which I know I'm going to save money buying with you guys, you know, why should I buy with you? And we're like, I always tell people, listen, saving money is fantastic. But I think for me, when I tell people, you need to buy the resort that you need. And I know we're going to talk about this later, but you need to buy the resort you need. Not just the current $200 per point resort that Disney wants you to buy. It's because when you do research, and research is what leads people to come to us, which we're so grateful for, is you got to buy the resort that you need. Not just whatever the new one that Disney's selling, that shiny and fancy with, you know, stipulations that they don't necessarily like to talk about. But yeah, buy the resort you need and save a ton of money on top of it. But again, that's where research comes into play. And research is so, so, so important.
And that's what our whole show is built on.
Yes.
Is
yes.
Member experiences, member opinions that are really, truly authentic, driven research from the community where you can talk with real people and see how real people use their membership.
It's real easy to get wrapped up in that pixie dust. Believe me, Marissa and I love to get people wrapped up in the pixie dust if you're at Walt Disney World or on that cruise ship. But yeah, once you kind of come out of the pixie dust and you start to do research and you start to Google and say, you know, Disney Vacation Club, what did I just buy on the ship last week?
Right.
I should probably really do some research into this. That's where research is so important.
I think, and that's really the cool thing about the resale side and just kind of internally working on this side is, the guests that we work with are fantastic because they're so educated, which is awesome because we came from a Disney side where we're doing all the educating, but the guests that we get on the resale side really are probably the most educated Disney Vacation Club guests that you're going to find, which for us is super fun because then we can really get to the nitty gritty, like Derek was saying, of home resort, fine tuning the points that you need and really like being more assisting in that than just trying to sell a square that may not fit into the hole.
They've done research and they've listened to every single podcast. So that's why they're so smart.
Well, I mean, it's there for the taking, okay? But to your guys' point, I remember when I went through my welcome home phone call where I just got my first contract direct and the resale was held up at the same point in time. The lady looks at this and goes, oh, you've got direct and resale. This is going to be a quick call because you've probably done all your research.
Did they really say that?
Yeah, awesome. She really, truly said that. And I was like going, oh, well, I'm glad we're, you know, getting to brass tacks on this, right? It's
That's great.
Do you guys have a tool on the website that does a comparison from direct to resale?
So we do a blog each month on this. And so if you just type in on our, like if you go to our website in the search bar at the top, you can just type in average sales because obviously that's going to be ever changing, the average sales price and the direct price. So if you just type in average sales, you can see the latest blog that we publish each month on this. So we'll show you the difference. If you scroll down to kind of mid page of that blog, it's going to show you the difference right now of what the current average sales price is for resale contracts and what the current direct prices is for those same resorts.
Yeah, so you can get the information straight from them. And I'm going to be completely honest here. I cheat and steal your guys' average resale data and, and put it onto my site.
Right? Oh, we know, Chad.
Right. Well, it's because there's also a link right there back behind it to, you know, here's my little analysis on it in the resort wiki. And then here's a link to go look at the active resort listings over there on your guys' site.
Well, of course. And that's what makes it such a great partnership between you guys and between us is that we all kind of play for the same team. And like, basically that team is, let me provide you with the most amount of information that I possibly can. And not just, like you said, pixie dust, but honest, hard stats. And sometimes you cannot, obviously, you know, kind of dispute hard facts of if a direct price is XX and a resale price is XX, then this is how much I'm going to save.
Yeah. Now here's another really cool thing that I figured out from this. I have rented out an awful lot of these Bay Lake points. And if you're going to take the position of I'm going to rent some points in order to cover my dues, the lower you pay for those points, the better. Okay. Because now you're kind of a little micro business here.
Right.
And so do you really want to rent out the super expensive direct points? Because the renter gets no benefit whatsoever, whether you buy direct or resale. There is no difference to them.
Right.
Right.
I think on the rental note, I think a lot of like the times people, again, get caught up in the restrictions, whether we're talking about the Disney collection, where we're talking about cruises or even being restricted from the newer resorts like currently Riviera. A lot of that you can kind of get around with that flexibility of renting. because there is such value in being able to rent out your points, those are the times where you go, let's rent out our points, use cash for that Riviera stay or use cash for that Disney cruise. And a lot of times that may go further than your points actually would. So it is a really, really smart thing to get comfortable as a DVC owner, just with rental in general.
You bring up a really good point, and we're going to have at least one, if not two, episodes dedicated to member education and the rental market here in this new member series. Again, mydvcpoints.com/new member, and you'll see the entire playlist that we've started to put together, and we'll even have them in a suggested listening order because we're really recording them out of order as we can. But that playlist will really come in helpful if people are doing research.
I just sent someone there, Chad, the other day. I had a great phone call with a family that, again, did their research, doing their research. And she mentioned, you know, I've been listening to a few podcasts here and there, and I suggested exactly your link that you just mentioned. And she emailed me back today, and she just said, I'm going to make an offer on a listing tonight. And that series has been so incredibly helpful. So kudos. It works.
So yeah, I think another really big question that we get asked a lot, because when people do the tour, or whether they're talking to a Disney Vacation Club guide on the phone or online, or do that tour in person, Disney has that easy financing where they check the credit, they get the info, they can finance right away. I think a lot of times people don't realize is that for resale, there's a couple of fantastic companies that are dedicated to that as well. And so on our site, we do have our recommendations for that. Vacation Club Loans and Monera are both fantastic for that. Monera, a lot of people love just because of the fact that they do a no credit check option. So you can literally go in, type in the contract you're looking at, and it's going to spit you out three different types of options for financing. So most of the time, this is going to be similar. A lot of the times, it might be just slightly better than the Disney going rates as well. So definitely something to look at. Very easy. We'll work with you as agents throughout the process, as well as our contract managers. So just as smooth, as easy as if you were to buy directly from Disney in terms of that financing side of things. So that's the good news, is there's definitely options for that.
Yeah, not only that, but I have helped listeners save hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it's what I normally pitch on the podcast, is a lot of times when you're kind of high on pixie dust buying that contract direct from Disney, I've seen people paying as high as like 18% interest on this.
Oh, yeah.
And I pitch all day long, look, guys, go over to Monera or go over to Vacation Club Loans and check out their refinance programs. We have helped listeners save hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that just frees up more money for your next Disney vacation, because let's face it, the mouse gets all the money. I think we've covered the financial benefits. You save a lot when you buy resale. You save on interest. You save on rental expenses because you pay a lower cost per point if you want to go the rental route. But I didn't fully appreciate this one until I started talking with Derek and Marissa. And that's the fact that you get to help out another Disney family that needs to sell.
So true. It's so true. Because that's one of the things that I think I was so pleasantly surprised after almost 20 years of working directly for Disney was, you know, now I get to come here and I actually get to help people sell their ownership. Right. As opposed to, you know, when you're direct for Disney, all it is helping people buy it, helping people buy it. And then they ask questions about, well, what happens if I need to sell? And it's always kind of a vague answer. And yeah, you could sell it back to Disney, blah, blah, blah. But when you actually realize how much you are helping families that need to sell. And again, I tell people all the time, listen, nobody buys this and says, I cannot wait to sell this 3 years from now. I am so excited. This is the best thing I ever bought and I cannot wait to sell it. Of course not. It's just life happens, right? So different things happen in people's life. You know, it could be, you know, maybe a passing of a spouse or the kids get older, and we'll probably talk about all the different reasons later. But yeah, it's been so incredibly fulfilling and rewarding that I've always loved to help people buy it, because that's just such a, you know, just a natural rush of just, oh my God, you're going to love it. I've had mine for 20 years and you're going to do this, this, and this. But to realize that you are helping a family sell it. And some of the stories, and we have a ton of them, it could probably be a whole separate show of just families that literally say, and I had one last week that said, Derek, I'm so glad that you're able to help us sell this. We have loved this for the last 18 years of our life, and our kids, I get goosebumps talking about it. Our kids have grown up there and now we have grandkids of our own, but you know what? Things have changed. And now it's time for us to kind of let another family go ahead and enjoy this ownership. So please pass along our best wishes to this new family and tell them to take care of old Key West for us. Yeah. So it's the cutest thing in the world. It makes me crazy.
It makes me tear up.
I get goosebumps.
Like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. And same thing. They wrote me this long email and they said, would you mind passing this on to the buyer? because we want them to have the same magic that we had. And it just like makes me tear up because it's so special. Huh? And that's what's so cool about Disney and Disney Vacation Club. It's just, it's a very special thing. And that's what we love doing. It's because we can help on both sides.
Yeah.
And it's a win-win, right? Because these families are selling. The beauty of Disney is that value continues to grow. Like you said, Chad, your contract you bought at 109 per point, the value now is 145. So it's not that these sellers are selling for way less. They're getting some value back, and that's super special. But the buyer's also saving. Yeah. So it's just a win all around. And that's what makes it so cool for us to get up and do our jobs every day is we're not just helping people buy. We're not just selling somebody something. We're really helping families either do something with their vacation that they've done for years or helping families really continue those memories in just a smarter, economical way.
And that's where I'm super impressed by Jake. I think he said that he joined when he was 18 awesome. Years old. And I look at that and I go, Jake, you don't realize over the last 20 years, how many people we've talked to that would absolutely call you the smartest 18-year-old on the whole entire planet Earth for buying DVC. So
I wish I would have done it.
I wish I would have done it sooner. Jake, you did it at 18.
Yeah.
18, that's crazy. Because again, we love to tell people and say, listen, you don't have to join this club, but honest to God, if you think you're going to take like 5 to 7 Disney trips over the next, I don't know, 30 years. Okay, here's the deal. If you don't join this club, you're not going to be able, say after 7, 8, 9 trips, you cannot call Disney, right, directly and say, listen, we've had great trips like 8 years in a row and they've been fantastic. But I think we're done. Is there any way that I could get some money back?
We dropped like $10,000 at Pop Century and we just want
Can we get any money back? And I'm like, listen, at least you have this. At least you've got something. So, right. Jake, kudos to you, my man.
That's a big reason. This number two is a big reason why I even bought in the first place so early on, because I had the peace of mind knowing that I can back out if I want to and I could break even or even make a profit. Because right now I have a certain amount of points because I'm young and I can go to the parks and I love the parks so much. But it's nice knowing that, let's say there comes a day where I want to do more Disney cruises. Okay, I can go ahead and sell maybe 1 out of my 3 contracts, still do a little bit of Disney World and use that money towards maybe a Disney cruise, Adventures by Disney, or other destinations around the world that I want to do. So it's not a loss of interest. Sometimes you just want to do other things and that's fine. That's why we all buy in the first place.
Man, I wish I was that smart at 18.
I failed.
I failed.
I kid you guys not. I looked at my goals from when Laura and I were dating for like life plan goals the other day. I came across it, a whole written list. And one of the items on there was buy a timeshare. And I wrote that list in 2001. And it took me until 2017 to actually pull the trigger and do it. So can you imagine if I would have bought DVC back in 2001, how much less I would have paid?
How many trips did you take before you bought it?
Probably about 5 or 6.
Yeah, rub it
okay.
In.
No. I'm just curious. So like, did you take a tour during any of those 5 to 6 years or were you I just need to go home and think about it. And then you never called the guide back.
No, I took a tour over at Boardwalk when the Boardwalk Sales Center was the big thing.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
With those trailers over there. I remember.
Yeah. And they had just started wrapping out the sales of Beach Club. So the guy was going to find me a Beach Club. Had to like go look for it and I just didn't buy it. And then every other time we went back, because it's been a goal since early 2000s,
right?
I would come back in. Finally, my last tour, the person looks at me and goes, you've been coming on tours for like 15 years now, Chad?
We know.
How many points do you want to buy today?
He's a frequent flyer.
That's a good one, Jake. That's so true.
Yeah, and I'm like going, well, I got to get past a few things. And it took me forever to get past the contract expiration date. And so we'll talk about this a little bit later on in like point number 4 down here. But I did get past it. So let me ask this question then. Why is it that people sell their contracts?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is life change. To be honest with you, that's probably what we hear the most. And I don't think I've ever met a seller who said, hey, I hate Disney.
No.
I just need to get rid of this. What's the bottom number you can give me? Like literally everybody who parts with this, it's super bittersweet. And a lot of times it's kind of like that counseling approach with people selling because it's walking them through letting go of something that they've loved and held near and dear. But I think a lot of times too is that beauty of Disney, right? To own it. And it's something that we see going up in value year over year. So for them, they go, hey, you know what? We've used this for 20 years. It's given us amazing memories. but we can actually sell this now for more than what we paid for it.
Yeah.
So we've enjoyed it. We've kind of changed the way we do life a little bit, and this doesn't quite fit, and we'll make a little bit of money and we can do something with that. And so that's kind of where we see people go ahead and sell their contract. Life change, maybe kids are not looking to go to Disney as much as they thought they would.
And sometimes it's super sad. It's you know, like a death in the family. You know, right. Maybe my husband, I mean, I had a lady a couple of weeks ago that was almost in tears where, you know, she was on the phone and she was like, you know what, I just can't do it anymore. Just because we've had this for 20 some years and every trip I went, I just can't imagine going there without him, right. You know? So, yeah. So, I mean, we have great, happy people that want to sell. But like Marissa said, we don't have angry people that want to sell.
No.
But it's, you know, it could be very bittersweet in times. But at the end of the day, when we sell it, they're happy, you know, because they have something tangible to show.
Amazing vacations. Yeah. And so, yeah, like you said, I think death, divorce, yeah, every now and then. It's probably not the key reason, but yes, it kind of in every situation in life, whether it's a home or a car, it's there. But I think it's more just kind of changing pace in life, death, divorce. Those are kind of the main reasons. Or even like Chad in your scenario, right, where people go, hey, I've been a member for this many years. I bought this at this price. I've got these points here. Let me get strategic about this. I find, honestly, we get a lot of members that buy, let's say they've bought at a certain resort. They've used the membership. Maybe they didn't know the ins and outs, or they bought whatever resort Disney sold at the time. And they go, you know what? We own at Grand Cal, but we only go to Disney World. We actually have an asset that's increased quite a bit. If we sell all those Grand Cal points, we could buy where we love to stay at Beach Club, buy a ton more points there, and have home resort priority at Beach Club. So we get that a lot, too, with people who are members who own a certain place. They want to sell there to buy strategically a different home resort.
And people that honestly will buy, sell, and a few years later, they'll come back and buy again. So even if you sell it, they might sell. Listen, I need to sell this 200-point package. Great. We're going to be here. So if you ever wanted to buy something later on, literally that happens all the time where they're like, we sold with you guys, but now we're ready. So I think we just need like a 75-point package. We just want to go during Food and Wine Festival every couple of years. We're local. We moved to Florida. We don't need as many points. So we want smaller points. So yeah, there's a lot of reasons why.
Yeah. Occasionally I hear of people that somehow the kids inherit the contract. And it's hard for us to wrap our heads around because we're going to raise our kids as Disney people. But when they grow up to be an adult, they don't necessarily come back in and enjoy the pixie dust.
It's true. Those are always the hardest ones for me. Like, wow, what happened? Those kids grew up at Disney World their whole entire life, and now they don't want this membership that literally all they have to do is pay for the dues? So, yeah, I know we can't comprehend it, but...
It's hard to wrap your heads around, but your kids are going to grow up and to be their own unique individuals with their own likes and dislikes that may not mirror mom and dad's. Yeah. I know I'm not into a lot of things my parents are into. I go to their house in 5 minutes of Fox News and I'm ready to hit the door. Okay. Like, you know, I'm sure everybody who's listening can relate to something that they don't quite see eye to eye on with their parents. And it's a very reasonable expectation to go, your kids may or may not want this.
Yeah. But like you said, Chad, exit strategy. The fact that it's an exit strategy. And that's the fact where we're happy to talk with everybody about the, you know, the pros and cons. And that's where Jake has done so much research, you know, into being able to not buy one, but, you know, a couple of these contracts. And the fact that he's done it and done his research and realized, you know what, I looked at both sides. And that's what we love to be able to tell people too. We are not afraid to tell after talking with you. Because again, there's no pressure. There's no rush. There's no, you have to make a decision in 24 hours or this deal is going to disappear. No, what might disappear is a listing that you like. So we can't control that. But take your time. And the fact that, you know, Jake, again, you did your research and you looked at both sides of the fence and realized, you know what, this is right for me. So kudos to you.
Yeah. Now here's another really interesting point that I have figured out from talking with the finance companies. Because the finance companies, when you buy a contract and you get ready to sell it, that closing agent has to pay off your contract. So they see all of these payoff notices and they're telling me, like clockwork, 50% of the people who buy are out in 7 to 8 years. That seems to be an average length of membership.
Yeah. Well, and I think on that note, that's huge, right? Because working from Disney, when we work there directly, and I would probably say 70% of our purchasers were financing. And so we go into that, right? So let's say you're buying directly from Disney and you're financing. So right now, our sellers that have the hardest time right now at the moment are going to be like Copper Creek.
Brand new.
Because they bought at a premium price. But in addition to a premium price, they're paying a high interest loan where they're paying interest only and not hitting premium. So now they're looking to sell, but they're underwater, right? Because the value of resale sometimes takes a few years to up the value of what they bought for directly. Now it does eventually do that. But unfortunately, if you've bought in and you've bought in at a premium price directly from Disney, plus you financed, if anything were to happen, and I think this year is a really good time to reflect on like, hey, we want to do something smart with the way we vacation, but not necessarily put ourselves in a position where if something happened to us financially, whether it's loss of job or change of pay, do we want to be in a position where we're underwater on something that's supposed to be fun? You don't want to be underwater on something that's a vacation, right? And unfortunately, we saw a lot of that this year more than ever, where we almost have to tell sellers, hey, you bought it direct, you paid a premium, plus you finance, and you really haven't paid any into your principal. You're going to owe $5,000 to $10,000 to try to close out this loan. And that's a tough situation to be in versus people who bought resale. Buying resale, even if you had to finance, you're breaking even, essentially. I mean, worst case, if you bought resale and you turn around and have to sell it 6 months from now, maybe prices haven't increased in that last 6 months enough for you to break even. You're only talking about a little bit of money you're going to have to pay in to close. And that's
closing kind of, costs and commissions. I mean, it's right. pretty small. Yeah. Right.
I think it goes back to being in the heat of the moment there when you're at Disney World and you just got off Big Thunder Mountain and you see the kiosk on your right hand side and you're ready to buy and you're just you haven't done your research. You don't know that you that it's just so expensive. And those who do their research on the resale market, I've noticed that you can buy something. And even if you wanted to sell it 6 months later, you could technically still break even or even make a small profit and you're not taking as much of a hit. As opposed to, like Marissa said, paying a premium at Riviera, Copper Creek, or Aulani, and then wanting to back out a few years later, you're probably going to take a loss. It could end up that way.
And I think the biggest thing, like if you go to any, like you said, Jake, if you're heading over to a DVC kiosk, the biggest thing you're going to see is what percentage are you saving on Disney Vacation? The point of Disney Vacation Club, and this is what I stress with so many of our buyers, the point and the purpose of Disney Vacation Club is to save money on future vacations. So what's the point of resale? You just save even more. So if your purpose is to save money on vacation, resale just takes that one step further. And I think that's our ultimate goal with Disney Vacation Club, period, is how do we take really, really great Disney vacations and do it at a financially smarter way? And that's where resale just makes sense in so many different ways.
Just blooms, okay? The math on resale just blooms when you're a math person.
This makes me want to add on, like right now.
Derek, I think I know somebody who can help you out.
Who?
Marissa, take care of her.
I'll do my best.
Right? Oh, the lady with the fancy title. Oh, that's right.
As I start to do this math, and my point on 50% of the people are out in 7 to 8 years, if you're looking at buying direct and you're going to pay that premium, the most I would look at it is how am I going to get that premium dollar back in benefits in 7 to 8 years? So that means I've got to come back in and say, well, how many moonlight parties, how many APs am I going to buy? How many everything am I going to buy? Will I see a break-even point? And if it's less than 7 to 8 years, I don't know that I could quite justify it in my own mind, the way I look at it.
I ran the math on your scenario, Chad. It would have taken you 35 years of annual passes.
Oh, wow. It's even worse if you're a Florida resident.
Totally.
We have a big fan base on this podcast that are Florida residents. And a lot of people don't realize that you get a discount to that gold pass anyways, just for being a Florida resident. So right off the bat, you have to take that out of your math and you're pretty much stuck with the Epcot Lounge or Moonlight Magic, or maybe using your points for Cruise Line. But we get Florida resident rates for that anyways, which is 10 times better than transferring points. So that's another thing to take into account where you live geographically.
100%. And that's another great point too, Jake, is that, you know, so many people come to us and say, well, you know what, I live in Florida, or I'm thinking about moving to Florida. Does that make sense for me? And Chad, you could probably do a whole show on this, and maybe you have. Just, you know, does it make sense for me to join DVC if I live in Florida? And that's where the resale market even comes into play even more, just because it's last minute trips. You know, why would I spend $200 a point for something if I'm going to book, honestly, 3 months out, 2 months out, me, 1 week out, whatever's available. So why would I spend that top dollar just to be able to literally get a room for a night or two a bunch of times throughout the year? It just makes so much sense. So that's why we have so many Florida people that just buy from us. Yeah, it's crazy.
Derek, when you look at my download counts on the Florida owner episodes.
I knew there was one. I thought there was one.
Yeah, there's a couple out there, and they're always at, like, the top of the list of the all-time high most downloaded. We must have hit something in there that Google is sending people to this for, you know, does it make sense to own DVC always. When you're a Florida resident?
We get it all the time. Okay? I mean, it's great because the people don't live here. They want to live here, right? And they think, I cannot believe, like, when I tell people, yeah, we live like 20 minutes away, you know, so we live like 20 minutes away from popping over to Disney Springs, or I just dropped off my son at his girlfriend's house. And she literally lives right behind the Magic Kingdom. And even to this day, I was dropping him off today. And I was like, I looked over to my left and I'm like, oh, there's Bay Lake Tower. I'm like, what, it took me 14 minutes to get here? Right. It's so surreal and strange.
But like being local, it's the coolest way to vacation. Oh, because literally, like, I just get a dog sitter and we go. Like, and we have Disney for a night. And
you pack up the cooler. Yeah. And literally, you pack up your drinks, you pack up your fruit.
You get a little vacation. Book so anybody on the Florida side and thinking about this, do it.
Do it. It's the best.
Before we jump and finish up exit strategy here, I want to come back in and hit number three. You can get access to some of the smaller resorts that are readily available on resale where Direct may not have them any longer. What's some of the best hitters on that side, Derek and Marissa?
A lot of times people will go, well, you know, I'm on the wait list for Grand Cal directly from Disney. Okay.
For the last 8 years.
Working directly for Disney and knowing that side of things, here's how that wait list works. We get a wait list and we add people to it for certain sold out resorts. So the tough ones are going to be Grand Floridian, Beach Club, Grand Californian. I mean, in my time working for Disney, I never had one of my wait lists for Grand Californian ever come out, ever. So that's one where basically if you want to own there, you're going to have to buy resale, which, again, you might as well just because of that savings that you're going to find. Same thing with Beach Club and Grand Floridian. I remember one day working at Disney and they sent out an email to the team and they said, so, by the way, we're just not adding anybody else to the wait list because it's officially gone to a 10-year wait list for Grand California, Grand Floridian, and Beach Club. So specific resorts, it just makes sense. And Disney's not stupid, right? They're going to go and do their research too. And those specific resorts are the ones that they're going to raise the premiums to extremes on. So if there are specific locations, and I think that's kind of the beauty of resale. And I think a lot of like what the work we've done has brought that to light. And when you're on any of the Facebook groups or you're reading things on Disney Vacation Club, what most people will tell you when it comes to owning Disney Vacation Club is buy where you want to stay. So how great is it when it comes to resale to have that flexibility to go onto the website and say, I'm looking for Grand Floridian. Hey, there's 30 contracts to choose from that I can pick what best works for my family.
Yeah.
And the wait list may or may not even be available because I've seen it open, closed, yes. Open, closed, yes. Depending on who's in leadership.
Depending on the manager at the time. Yes.
Right? It's
some days it's like a free for all. Like, we just found 10,000 points at the Beach Club and then they're sold already. And then they're gone. But yeah, and even looking at, again, like Marissa said, and Chad knows this too, just to compare the prices for those certain resorts, and I have people do it all the time, they go, Bay Lake Tower, Disney wants $235 a point, right? To the Grand California, $280. Grand Floridian, $255. So you're talking a crazy, tremendous amount of money. Odds are you can't just go in and pick what you want. Here, you know, you might find a few listings and you might find one that works. So go ahead and at least find it. But most importantly, you're going to, A, get the resort you want, and B, save that money, which is crazy.
And the ironic thing is, Derek, when Disney jacks the price up like to $280 at Grand Californian, all it does is it pulls the resale market up even higher. It's just like, it's crazy. Yeah. Like,
I'm not sure what they're trying to do.
Now, over $200 for Beach Club is an insane amount of money for a 2042 where right. You can actually just go on the resale market. There's going to be a good amount of availability there and you'll save a lot more money. Your percentage of savings will go up a lot more than over $200 for a 2042. I don't know how much you would actually save on that as opposed to just paying cash.
Yeah, not for that much money. That's crazy.
And here's the other thing, okay? Restrictions, reschmictions, okay? I buy Grand Californian because I want the 11-month at Grand Californian.
Right.
The fact that I can't go to any of the new resorts, who cares? I didn't pay $240 a point on resale for Grand Californian to book any place but Grand Californian.
I just had a member tell me that today, that person that was looking, I think they're like a 270 point contract and he already has points somewhere else. And I was like, so this is going to be a different use year. Are you aware what happens when you have a different use year? And so I kind of went through it and he's like, Derek, I ain't using these points at the Grand Californian for anything else except the Grand Californian, no matter what. These are my Grand Cal points. So I don't care if I have a different membership number. So yeah, exactly. You nailed it.
In 3 years of podcasting, Derek, I don't think I've ever done a rant in a show. And now I'm about ready to for
grab
the first
my
time.
For this one.
I'm kind of afraid of the segue because it was just after I finished speaking. So I'm afraid he's going to rant about me.
No, it comes into, there's all different kinds of buyers out there in the world, right? Buy where you want to stay, buy the cheapest, buy the this. I figured out I'm an exit strategy buyer. I want to buy something knowing that if I ever had to sell this thing, I could sell it at least break even, if not make a little bit of money. Looking at that Bay Lake contract today, had I bought it direct 4 years later, I would be $6,500 underwater. However, because I bought resale from you guys, and if I were to sell that today, Derek, I'd have $5,800 extra cash in my pocket. Now, we talked about life events happening here. If a life event happens and you need to sell, which situation would you rather be in? Bringing $6,500 to the table when you're underwater and you need to sell a contract? Or having a conversation with Derek and Marissa and going, okay, at the end of the transaction here, you're going to walk away from the closing table with a $5,800 check. This is just simple math to me. And it's just like mind blown that people don't get this. Life happens. Death, divorce, disability. There's reasons why. If you join the MyDVC Points community group, every so often, you'll see somebody do a tear-jerking post that says, goodbye, community. I love you guys, but I'm going to leave because my husband lost his job and we have to sell our contract. And it breaks your heart. Why not buy smart so that when life happens, and life will eventually happen, the research on here is really clear from the finance companies. Your chances of going beyond 7 or 8 years of ownership is 50%. And it decreases the longer you go. So let's come back in and make a smart decision here, right? It's a fundamental business rule. You buy low, you sell high. And when you buy resale, you're buying low. When you buy direct, you're buying high. Like, this is just almost a no-brainer to me. And maybe it's because I'm an MBA and think of money and have a financial planning background. But to me, when I did all of this math, it was like, okay, I get it. And if you guys go back to the direct show, where all of the direct members were just clamoring about, oh, we love the option to come back into this and be able to use our points for cruises and whatever and whatever and whatever. I'm like, yep, you're right. With my Bay Lake points, I don't have that option. But I do have the option to sell this thing and get cash in my pocket.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's not something that any of those guys have at this point in time. They're all going to at least break even. And the people who own Alani, they're walking away with a serious haircut on that joint. That's my little rant here as well. If I were to add this as well,
that
wasn't too bad, right? Oh, I'm still a nice guy at heart. So even if I rant, it's not that bad.
Well, we only had to use the bleep button 4 times, but it was fine.
No, but like even in like my personal example, it for me, I'm a bargain shopper. Like, my husband laughs because every time we go shopping, he's like, do you have a coupon for this store? And so like when we bought our Polynesian points, I was like determined I had to get a percentage less than what I would have gotten with my cast member discount that they offered at initial sale. And I was like, that's the only way. I need to be significantly less. And it was, and it makes sense because again, like you, Chad, I know that, hey, if I have to sell, I'm going to make a nice amount of money on the profit of this. But in the meantime, I'm going to use it and enjoy it. And that was the biggest thing for me, numbers-wise.
You know, Marissa, you guys have mentioned this earlier about the effects of pixie dust. If you enter into a contract and you're under the influence of alcohol or drugs, you can get out of that contract, right? If you're under the influence of pixie dust, which a lot of these direct buyers are, it ought to be an illegal substance for buying a contract, okay?
It's very true.
Really ought to, right?
I tell you, there's nothing better than having people on deck two of that ship on a Disney fantasy cruise, and they're having the best time in the world. And maybe they went to Disney before the cruise, or they're going afterwards, and boy, you do a great show, and But yeah, it was like it was the best thing in the world. But like we talked about too, it's also then research. The ship was almost a little bit more difficult for people because they don't have necessarily access to unlimited Wi-Fi, which was really great for us when we worked on the ship because they couldn't necessarily Google Disney Vacation Club resale because it would have cost them like $100 in Wi-Fi charges on the ship. So yeah,
they would have saved $21,000. Right, okay,
right. Little did they know.
Little did they know.
And I think a lot of people forget when you're at Disney, yes, it's Disney and we all love it. That's why we do what we do. It's a real estate investment at the end of the day. Like I was just doing some math right now. If I would have done it at Disney World on my three contracts, I'd be under the water right now, $4,000. With someone at my age, that's a lot of money, as opposed to saving almost $26,000 on the flip side. So, you know, you just have to do your homework at the end of the day because it is a real estate investment. Or transaction.
Well, it's so funny you say that, Jay, because I think we say that to people all the time because we still, even our website, I kind of pride ourselves that, you know, we can create some pixie dust even on our website. Like, so people do get kind of wrapped up in it. And at the end of the day, some people will make offers on it and without doing kind of the research. And you have to kind of remind them and say, listen, you're buying deeded real estate. I know it's super exciting to see a boardwalk contract for 200 points and I love the boardwalk. I'm gonna hit that make an offer button and all of a sudden I'm gonna agree to it. And then 24 hours later, contracts get emailed to you and you go, wait a second, what am I buying here? That's where research, slow down, take your time. You're buying deeded real estate. So make sure, and also here's a friendly tip from Derek. Make sure you tell your spouse that you're purchasing Disney Vacation Club. It really helps the marriage if you share with the other one that you purchased something for $30,000 at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Noted.
Oh, mental note there, yeah. Right? I've got an episode that's going to air right after this one that's already recorded where the guy did just that. So tune in, guys, right?
For real, it's, yeah. It happens all the time.
And I asked the question. I had to, right? It's... So it's a good story coming up. It's Sam Chapman is the interview there. So Derek, that's some really great advice. Marissa, do you have any final thoughts here?
Yeah, I just think honestly, your research is key, right? And I think it goes back to what I was saying earlier. The point of Disney Vacation Club, before we get caught up in the benefits and the perks and all the different things, the point of buying and becoming a Disney Vacation Club member is to stay in incredible deluxe resorts at a saving. So what you do with resale is you just take that a step further. And that's kind of my biggest thing when it comes to all of this is go to Disney, stay in the best places, but do it in the smartest way.
I think that's great advice. Jake, any final thoughts
here? I would say just do your homework. Like Marissa said, at the end of the day, this is a real estate transaction. And yes, all the commercials look really good and it looks really enticing. But at the end of the day, focus on what DVC is all about. And it's staying at deluxe resorts for moderate or value prices. Don't get caught up in the Moonlight Magics or the discounts or the perks because all that stuff can go away. So just focus on saving money. And if you do that 9 out of 10 times, you'll end up on the resale side of things.
Yeah, I think it makes sense to have some resale in your portfolio. Even if you get tempted by all the benefits of blue cards, which we just discussed in the last episode in this series, might want to round out your portfolio with resale. And kind of look at a hybrid approach. If not, then do a full Jake and just go resale only, which, believe it or not, Jake, I think you survived.
Oh, I'm
that,
fine.
Right?
I don't mind. I just pay for my $125 for a Disney after hours, and I just pretend that I'm out of Moonlight Magic, and it's fine.
Man, he might be the smartest kid
I've ever met. I think we need to coin it the full Jake.
The full Jake just got a white. They should name it the Jake card, not the white card.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to thank you guys for being on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for having us, as always, Chad. You know we love coming on.
See you real soon, guys.
I'd like to thank DVC Rental Store, DVC Resale Market, Onera Financial, and Incredible Vacation Homes for sponsoring Season 4 of the My DVC Points podcast. And I'd also like to do an apology to my international listeners. I had no idea that Apple Podcasts did not show international reviews until I signed up for a new service that goes and checks that for me. So I've got about 8 or 9 awesome reviews out there from international listeners, and I'm just now finding them. So thank you guys so much. One of them dates back to October 16th, 2016, and that was from Susan in the UK. She writes, "A great podcast for DVC fans. Thank you. A great podcast for DVC members. Makes me look forward to walking the dogs or driving to work, which is pretty impressive. keeps the Disney magic alive whilst I'm away from home. I particularly enjoyed the episodes about the story behind Wilderness Lodge. Yeah, you got to go way back to episodes 5, 6, 7, and 8 to go back into that Copper Creek review series. Thank you so much for those awesome words of advice, and I apologize that I didn't get to read those in an episode before now. Speaking of awesome reviews, if you guys do business with Derek, Marissa, or anybody else from the DVC resale team, and you have a phenomenal experience with them, let me know. I'd love to read your reviews on the air as well. Not only does that make their day, it also helps them out in their professional objectives to get some really awesome reviews out there and to get the community talking about the phenomenal service that they provide. Just last night at about 10 o'clock at night, I'm getting texts from Marissa about a listing that I have for sale. They are just so dedicated at providing excellence in all that they do. Well, thank you for tuning in, everybody. There's more episodes in the new member education series over at mydvcpoints.com/new member. Hopefully you found something in today's episode that'll help you go out there and plan something magical for your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know we'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.